Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you're having a great start to your week, and tonight we are going to talk about work-life balance. And our guest, Chantel Fitzgerald from Mindset Strategies, LLC, is going to teach us and give us some strategies on how to have that balance in our work and our life. And of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, my app suggestion, my repurpose suggestion for the week, and my book suggestion, which is a book that I've read, which is a part of my library collection. And of course, my question for the week is, what is your solution for balancing work and life? I would love to hear from you. So go on Twitter, go on Facebook, go on LinkedIn and share with me, how do you do it? How do you balance between work and life? So a little fact that I found out when I did my Google search is that the average American man works 44 hours per week and the average American woman works 41 hours per week, which is why a lot of us need that work-life balance. So let me share with you the bio of our guest this evening. You're going to get to hear my discussion with her. And Chantel Fitzgerald is the founder of Mindset Strategies, LLC, a leadership development consulting firm that helps to train and support leaders in becoming the best version of themselves. Chantel is a certified mindfulness and emotional intelligence trainer through a program called Search Inside Yourself, a program founded out of Google that blends mindfulness with emotional intelligence and neuroscience. Chantel is also a host of an online TV show called Mindset on RVNTV.tv, where she interviews industry leaders to learn about challenges they face about their mindfulness to push through. Prior to starting her own company, Chantel had a wealth of experience in the private and corporate and nonprofit and higher education sector, which expands over 15 years. Chantel holds a master's in nonprofit NGO leadership from the University of Pennsylvania and a BA in French with secondary certification from Muhlenberg College. She has served as board chair for the Young Professionals Network of Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce, board member for the International House of Philadelphia, and IPREX and Impact Philadelphia. Chantel also loves to travel internationally, enjoys cooking, reading, meditation, and salsa dancing. So now I'm going to share my interview with Chantel Fitzgerald. Well, listeners, I am so excited. Well, one, because of our guests this evening, but also because we are in month number 7. And I know throughout this year, and even maybe at the beginning of the year, you said, you know what? I am going to figure out work-life balance and have a little bit more balance in my life. And maybe you haven't reached that goal, which is why I brought Chantel Fitzgerald on to share some tips, techniques, and strategies so we can get it done. So Chantel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here. So thank you.
So before we get started in the strategies and tips, what made you decide to do what you do for businesses, individuals, groups?
Yes. So I am a leadership development trainer. So I go into different companies, organizations, nonprofits, and I also work with individuals in the realm of mindfulness and emotional intelligence. So we teach the things that are never taught, how to deal with a difficult boss. You can go to all the different schools out there and get all the degrees, but no one ever teaches you how to deal with a difficult boss. Or emotions as they arise in the workplace when you get so frustrated, or an email that comes in and you're like, I can't believe this person just said this. So how do we deal with those emotions have tools to be more effective leaders in the workplace?
So that is so much needed. So
Define work-life balance, because I think that is the first step, is knowing exactly what it is, because so many people have different ideas of what it is, and they feel like everything's got to be 50-50 or 100-100, but what is actually work-life balance?
Yeah, in my opinion, and you're right, there is so much dialogue and blogs and conversations around what is work-life balance. And to me, honestly, I always take a mindfulness perspective, since I am a mindfulness, teacher and trainer. And so really for me, work-life balance really means self-awareness. And what I mean by that is, are you even self-aware enough to know when you need a break? And so I believe that work-life balance is actually moment to moment. And so if you are working 12 hours a day and you're like in the flow and you are loving it and it's good for you, then that's wonderful. And it's also being in the moment to know, like, oh my gosh, I am like so stressed, I can't even focus right now. In that moment, are you even aware enough to know that maybe you just need to go take a walk, or maybe you just need to take a break and grab a snack because your stomach's growling because you have been working at your desk for the last 8 hours nonstop, So it's moment to moment. I believe work-life balance is moment to moment. And are you self-aware enough to even know when you need a break?
And that's good, because as I was preparing for this interview, I started thinking about things that happened in my own life. And at one point I became a full-time caregiver for my mother. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, she had gotten sick, but I was still running the business, and I was going to school. And I realized one day in class, I was like, I can't do this anymore. So, I decided to put school on hold. I decided to put my business on hold, and I took care of her full time, which, looking back, I'm really glad that I did that. And so you're right. It's that self-awareness, knowing, yes, I want balance, but what does balance look like for me? And at that time, balance looked like, okay, I can take care of her, give her go to her doctor's appointments, feed her, whatever I needed to do. So I'm glad you said that. So Chantel, what are some of the things that we do out of habit that may be kind of contradicting our need to have that work-life balance?
Yeah, good question. I think a lot of us live on autopilot, right? We do the same thing every day and we don't ever stop to think, am I doing what I want to do, or is this the right path? So what keeps us stuck is, yes, our own habits. And if we don't have habits of balance, then we're always going to be unbalanced and overworked and overstressed. And so I believe it goes back to moment to moment. And so our habits are, we have the regular habits every day, right? We get up, we brush our teeth, we take a shower, we maybe grab breakfast or not, we're getting dressed, we're getting our kids ready to go. Like, we have this routine all the time. And, and then we're working, we're going to events, we're going to meetings, we're coming back, we're doing dinner. Like, all of that is a lot, right? And that's kind of our daily habit or our daily routines. And so how we get stuck in them is because we've never really built in any type of balance. Or, I feel like balance can also be a routine. So for example, for me, I always wake up and the first thing that I do, other than go to the bathroom, is actually meditate. I meditate every single morning when I get up, and I try to do 30 minutes. Sometimes I do an hour, but if that's too much for me that day, I try to do 10 minutes, 20 minutes, something. But for me, it's building balance in the day and having that as a routine. But also, if I just feel like, and also it's moment to moment, right? So if I'm getting really upset or it's been a really long day and I've been on phone calls back to back to back, and I'm just feeling like, oh, I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I can't physically write another email right now. And I notice outside it's a beautiful day and it's gorgeous. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go for a walk right now, drop everything and just go for a walk because I just need to take a break, you know, and it's being self-aware enough in that moment to know when you need a break. And so I find a mindfulness practice and daily meditation can also help with the self-awareness of when to know you need a break. I hope that answers your question. It was probably a little long-winded.
No, and actually that did. And because last Friday, I just felt like I was so drained. But, you know, you have those things you want to get done on your to-do list. It's Friday. I want to get them done. But like you said, I looked outside. It was beautiful. And I put my sneakers on and I just kind of walked around a couple of blocks. And it really did something to me. It's like, yes, I'm outside. I hear the wind blowing in the leaves. The sun's on my face. You know, maybe a baby in a carriage every now and then. But you're right. It does something to you. So I think we all need, like you said, it's moment to moment. It's not necessarily anything big. So that's good. So you already shared a few things that we can do to bring that work-life balance. Are there any others that you can think of that will help us, especially the listeners, especially those who have said in the beginning of the year, they put it at the top of the list, and somehow in month, you know, six, it's at the bottom of the list.
Yeah. You know what? One thing I do want to say about work-life balance is that it looks differently for everyone. And I recently saw a post that was done by Gary Vee. I think a lot of people follow him, and he had a comment on work-life balance. And one of his comments was not judging other people for what their work-life balance looks like. So if somebody works 9 to 5 and, you know, and goes home and takes care of their kids and that's their work-life balance, great. If somebody works 12 to 18 hours, you know, a day, you know, and they're feeling good and fine about that, then that's, you know, and then they spend time with their family another time, or they, you know, meet up with people a couple weeks later or whatever. Work-life balance looks differently for everyone. And yes, I agree. We shouldn't judge other people for what their work-life balance looks like. And I just go back again to it's moment to moment work-life balance. You know, it's in the moment. And if you're going strong for 12 hours and you're in the flow and you're doing your thing, then that's wonderful. Do your thing. But when you feel like, whoa, I'm feeling burnt out. But if in, you know, that time frame in the middle, you're feeling exhausted, nothing's happening, you're not being creative or innovative or doing your thing, in that moment, be aware enough to know, you know what, it's pouring down rain, I can't go outside, but let me just watch the storm, take a break. You know, just yesterday, we've been having so much rain recently, right? I took a break and just stood and just watched the rain, you know, watch the wind, watch the clouds, how gray they are, the downpouring rains, like, that's a break, just watching the weather, you know, and it doesn't have to be so, you know, like you got to go to the beach or something to take a break. You know, it doesn't have to be like that. It's just in the moment.
And I agree, because sometimes just watching the rain and watching it just kind of flow, it's like it's a cleansing going on. It's so relaxing. So you are right. Sometimes it's just watching the rain. And sometimes for me, I get a kick out of just seeing small children discover things. Like mm-hmm. they'll discover leaves, the sound of the leaves under their feet, or all of a sudden they'll see a pigeon and they realize there's something smaller than me out here, and they'll just like kind of stop. So you're right. It doesn't have to mean you're just going to get in your car and go somewhere. So, well, Chantal, thank you so much. This has been some really good strategy. So my last question is, how do you, because it looks so different for everyone else, how do you make sure, you already talked about meditation and taking walks, but are there any other things that you do to make sure you have it in your own life?
Absolutely. And again, it's little moments. So if you're, I like to teach this one, it's a 3 breaths practice. And basically, if you're feeling overwhelmed in the moment, you have a lot going on, you're getting text messages, then you're getting social media notifications, somebody's liking your post, then you're getting some emails, you got a phone call you got to make, there's a lot happening. So a 3 breaths practice can be very helpful, which is you just take a deep breath in, and you notice your inhale, and you take another breath in, and you notice your exhale, and you take one last breath, and you ask yourself, what is the priority right now? And so that can be just a really helpful thing if that in the moment you're feeling completely overwhelmed, you don't know what the heck to do next because you have so many things happening at this moment. Just take 3 breaths and ask yourself, what is the priority right now? And that can help bring a little bit of balance to the moment.
And that is wonderful. 3 breaths. And what is the priority? And that is wonderful, especially for people who are so overwhelmed with just things, life. Like you said, you've got the emails, the texts, et cetera. Because one of the things I had to discipline myself, especially first thing in the morning, I like to have my time, my meditation, my prayer. But sometimes I'm getting texts. And you know what? I don't respond to them anymore until after I'm done what I need to do for Janet. So that's one of the things I've learned. So, I feel so relaxed now after that. I was doing it with you. I know you were in the moment, but I was like, you know, I was doing it right there with you. So Chantel, how can listeners get in contact with you?
Yes, I would love for them to get in contact with me. So they can certainly connect with me on social media. I am on LinkedIn as Chantel Fitzgerald. I'm on Instagram as Power in the Pause. I have an online course called Power in the Pause, and I have coaching programs. And they can also, I'm on Facebook. Mostly I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, and Twitter. But I will say, I work mostly with LinkedIn, so that's a good way to connect with me. And then also my email, which is long, but it's my first name, which is Chantelle, Chantelle.Fitzgerald, FitzGerald. I have a long name, Chantelle.Fitzgerald@MindsetStrategiesLLC.com. So they can certainly email me there as well. And my website will be up shortly, which will be mindsetstrategiesllc.com as well. All right.
And listeners, I will make sure I have a link in the show page that can direct you right to Chantel. So Chantel, thank you so much for your time today. It is so greatly appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me, Janet. I'm so grateful.
Wasn't that a great interview from Chantel Fitzgerald? So please visit her website to connect with her and get more information about how you can work with her. Well, I'm going to transition into my Tailor's Tip time and share with you a few ways that you can incorporate that whole work-life balance and be organized. Number one, use a calendar or a planner. Whether it's a physical calendar or a digital calendar, make sure you have that because that will help you really stay on track and stay on target. Number two, always make sure you have time for yourself. It could be a hair appointment. It could be a pedicure, manicure, a massage, working in the garden, you know, playing with the kids, but make sure you schedule time for yourself. Number two, delegate. We can't do everything. So sometimes it is great to have somebody to give a task or a duty to, especially when you, whether you're working on a job or even in home, or even on a project. Number four, make those things that are a priority a priority. Maybe you want to spend some time with children. Maybe you want to spend some time in your garden. Maybe you just want to spend some time with you. Make it a priority. And number five, learn to say no. When you say no to others, you're saying yes to yourself. So remember that. Well, maybe you're listening and you thinking, Janet, I need to get organized. Well, there's a couple of ways that I can help you on that journey. The first way is you can become a member of my Facebook group, you know, where I share strategies, I share resources. It's a wonderful, great, supportive community. So if you post a video, if you post a photo, I will give you a strategy from start to finish on how you can conquer that clutter in that space. And then there are also times when one of the members in the community will get so excited because she found a solution to maybe organizing the hair accessories for her and her daughter. She'll post it on there. So you'll get all kinds of insights from a wonderful and loving community. There is an investment, The first 30 days is just $1 just to get a feel of it, to see if this is something for you. After that, there's an investment of $7. So go to my website at janetmtaylor.com and click the Get My Life Totally Organized group. Now, the other way is we can work one-on-one. And because a lot of you may not be within my local area, I can still work with you virtually. All you have to do is show me a video, show me a photo of the space you want to get organized, and I will help you step by step strategically conquer that clutter so you can get organized. But first, I'd love to talk with you about your project. So just go to my website, janetmtaylor.com, click on the contact button, and schedule a free 15-minute session with me. So I look forward to hearing from you soon. And of course, I just want to thank you once again for following me via social media, for your likes, for your comments, for your retweets. I appreciate it. And this week, I'd like you to check my Pinterest board. And there's a few pages, but then I want you to check a few of my boards. My board for staying healthy and fit, because that's about self-care. There's one about goals. There's one about time. And there's also one about organized living. So depending on where you are, and I have a lot more than that, but just check those out on my Pinterest page. Well, it's the beginning of the week. And you know what tomorrow is? It is Toss It Tuesday. So this Toss It Tuesday, I want you to take time to weekly to review your to-dos and remove items on your to-do list that are not a priority so that you can feel more in control of your time and your life. Because what happens when that work-life balance is not in balance like we feel it should be, it's because we may be saying yes to a lot of things we should be saying no to. There's a lot of stuff on our calendar that's really not a priority. And maybe, you know, we can postpone it for a month or two, or maybe just postpone it indefinitely. My app suggestion is, of course, Kusha. You know, I'm loving Kusha, so check it out. My product suggestion is for those of you, you know, you may be working at the sink, whether you're cooking, doing dishes, you may be in your craft room standing up, you may be in your, you know, doing some gardening and repotting standing up. Well, there is a wonderful mat. It is a comfort mat. You can use your kitchen, you can use your bathroom, you can use your workstation, because we're talking about work life. We're talking about reducing that stress. So check that out. And there's a link on the show page so you can see what it looks like. And then, of course, repurpose. Go to my repurpose board on my Pinterest page. You can repurpose clothes. You can repurpose game pieces. You can repurpose books. There's something in that house that can pull out that creativity in you. And I would love for you to share it with me via social media, some of the things that you have created. And of course, my book selection for this week from my library is The Untethered Soul. And it is a really great book that I read whenever I feel that I need to get more in line with balance. When I feel things a little off balance, and it just really makes me really think about things and about life. So check that out. My quote for the week is, you can't do a good job if your job is all you're doing. I'll repeat that. You can't do a good job if your job is all you are doing. So if you are so proud because, yeah, I work 50 hours, I work 60 hours a week, but you don't spend any time with your family, you don't exercise, you don't even have a moment just to breathe, then maybe you need to step back and add a little balance into your life. Well, I'm excited because coming up will be estate planning. And we're just going to kind of, Rosalind Morris and I, we're going to talk about our estate planning series for the fall, what to expect, how you can register. We are really looking forward to how we can help people get that area of their lives organized. Well, I want to thank you for listening, and make sure that you click that button if you've got a question for me so I can answer it in upcoming episodes. Be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. Please visit my website at www.janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, have a clutter-free day and an organized week. Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you were tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.